In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. If you're stationary, we're going to get over to Matthew, start in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 25. And today we're going to, I got something, I don't remember where, anyway, on the internet from a friend of mine, and talked about the separation of the wheat and the tares. And so I went over to Matthew and several places and Micah, and I thought this message, this lesson today, whatever you want to call it, sermon, whatever, goes right along with a few weeks back when I talked about woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Well, this goes right along with that, the separation of the wheat and the tares. So if you're stationary, get your Bibles out. That's where we're headed today. In the meantime, we'll get over to pro-life news and views and what I think and believe and know that the Bible teaches about the wholesale murder of live babies. And then we're going to talk about education chaos and crisis. Then I'm going to sing a song I recorded years ago. Still sing it on weekends. I was just in Hearst, Texas a couple of weeks ago and sang several songs. But this one is Love Him So. It's a great song. And so I'm going to sing that for you. And then we'll get over and talk about the separation of the wheat and the tares. In the meantime, get on my calendar. You can call me this afternoon. I don't work on the Lord's Day, but I can answer my cell phone on Sunday afternoon and schedule you an appointment starting tomorrow morning. And it's a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. I'll bring you information and show you how, number one, how to be a good steward of God's money. But also, as I've been mentioning in the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to do a video on it also, is a program that I've had for decades, but it's kind of laying on the last, on the back burner. And it's a software program. Costs a couple hundred dollars a month, not for you. Your report is free. My time and things like that don't cost you a penny. But it's pretty sophisticated software, and basically what it does, if you fill out an intake sheet, and I'll send that either over to you, you can fill it out online and get it back to me, or you can print it out and fill it out. But nevertheless, I take that information. People have a general idea of where they are in retirement, when they want to retire, how much they think they're going to have. If you fill out that data entry sheet, the intake sheet, it's pretty extensive. Take your time. But when you get that back to me, I'll plug it into that software, and it'll show you exactly where you are in comparison to where you want to be and what you have to do to get to where you want to be and when you want to retire. And that comes to the forefront because a couple of people recently have said, I need a budget. Can you help me with a budget? Well, right in the middle of that software program and in the middle of that intake sheet deals with budget. And I can help you with all of that. It's the neatest thing since post-toasties. And so what we do, we plug in what you got. And then we can move the lines and tell you here's what you need to do to get to where you want to go. So give me a call on that, and then call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And so here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Here's pro-life news and views in the Sword of the Lord. I read these articles every week. Canada's silent suicide creeping into America. Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, and since then, more than 75,000 Canadians have participated in Canada's medical assistance in dying program. Canada also has no restrictions on abortion and only considers a baby a human after it passes through the birth canal. Sounds like Colorado, doesn't it? In 2021, Canada took its euthanasia laws a step further, allowing people not only facing a foreseeable death to end their lives, but anyone with a serious medical condition. And Canada considering going even further in 2027 to allow those with mental illness to die by euthanasia. 11 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. allow physician-assisted suicide, and Illinois might soon become the 12th. Canada has proven, Leanna Graham argues, that once a society begins to deny the value of all life, Policy can quickly devolve into something that looks and sounds like it's straight out of a George Orwell novel. Also, welcome to Colorado. Illinois and New York embrace the culture of death. Within a single week, the governors of Illinois and New York both announced their support for physician-assisted suicide legislation. I think Colorado passed that a few years back, if I recall. In Illinois, Governor Pritzker, of course, and none of us like him, a Democrat, signed a bill legalizing the practice last Friday. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, of course, announced December 18th that she has reached an agreement with the state legislature and will sign the Medical Aid in Dying Act in January of 2026, which I suppose by now she did. With these developments, Illinois and New York join 11 other states and D.C. that have already authorized physician-assisted suicide. And like I said, don't call me and correct me, but I do think Colorado legalized that a few years back. Education chaos and crisis. You know, the public school system in Colorado run by a communist teachers union. You know the deal. Department of Education affirms Grand Canyon University's nonprofit status after years-long battle. The U.S. Department of Education has affirmed the nonprofit status of Grand Canyon University, GCU, after years of legal wrangling between the federal government and the largest Christian institution of higher learning in the U.S. The department's decisions follows a unanimous November 24 decision by a three-judge panel of the Ninth Central Court of Appeals, which ruled that the Education Department applied an incorrect legal standard in 2019 when it denied GCU's nonprofit designation. Well, that's good. Why Johnny can't read? Reading him, I'll tell you why, because the Communist Teachers Union tells you good teachers you got to teach woke instead of teaching kids how to read. Reading and math scores are abysmal across the country as national testing results keep documenting. Listen to this. Literacy rates are rising. The number of 16 to 24-year-olds reading at the lowest literacy level increased from 16% in 2017 to 25% in 2023. The numbers are increasing in illiteracy, and that's according to the National Center for Education Statistics. In some inner-city schools, fewer than half of the kids are reading or doing math at grade level proficiency. The apparent solution among the education establishments is not to challenge kids to stretch their minds and hit the books, but rather dumb down the curriculum. San Diego schools claim 9 genders. Now, why wouldn't you believe that in the Communist People's Republic of California? San Diego schools claim 9 genders. So I assume that these idiots that say there's more than male and female never look in the mirror. You know, I mean, that's just common sense. The website of California's second largest school district includes a section that walks students through altering their name and gender identity in addition to promoting materials that claim there are 9 genders and 28 sexual orientation. These people are morons. They're absolute blithering idiots and blind as a bat. There's also a lesson packet intended for students in 3rd through 6th grades that includes topics such as trans kids in the Boy Scouts and don't ask, don't tell. I don't have time or the patience to finish reading that article. But that, oh, by the way, is why I don't buy Girl Scout cookies anymore. I'm sorry if your kids are Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. They've gone totally trans and woke, and now girls can be in Boy Scouts and boys can be in Girl Scouts, and it means absolutely nothing. So I won't support them even though I used to love their cookies. Public Library Board voted to keep pro-transgender book, so the county dissolved the entire board. You gotta love that. The North Carolina county government has chosen to disband Public Library Board after the group refused to take down a book that advocated for the transgender agenda. Well, y'all go. A full salute to the three courageous county commissioners. We need a lot of folks, this is the editor's comments, we need a lot of folks who will stand up and do right in the face of the ungodly agenda of the radical left. I'm with you. I mean, we're facing the same thing here in Colorado as they, the communist, Marxist, socialist House and the Senate and the governor all put a bill out there to legalize prostitution. Now, these are the same hypocrites that fight for so-called women's rights and respect of women, and now they say it's okay for a woman to sell her body. See, they're hypocrites. And so, yeah, this county just did dissolve the board. You got to love that. Cogs and Dats. It seems logical that if the imaginary world of Charles Darwin's evolutionary hypothesis were right, we would even today see, I say this all the time, cats evolving into dogs and dogs into cats and monkeys into humans and blah, blah, blah. In such a scenario, you would have some animals midway in the process. Thus, you would have some cogs and some dats. I like that. I've looked high and low, but all the cats are still cats and all the dogs are still dogs. Admittedly, kittens evolve into cats and puppies evolve into dogs. That happens in a matter of months and has not in millions of years. If evolution happened so long ago, when did it stop? And why is it not continuing today? I ask this question all the time. In Darwin's world, you should have courses and hows. I had to reread that. Courses and hows instead of horses and cows, as well as hoats and gogs. But the cows, the horses, the goats, and the hogs are all as they have always been. See, I say that all the time. I say, how's come, if evolution is true, how's come monkeys still aren't turning into men? Of course, I've met some men that I think may be the missing link sometimes, but nevertheless. So get your Bibles out. I'm gonna sing a song. When we come back, I'll start the segment with that song, and that's enough ads for today. Then I'm going to talk about the separation of the wheat and the tares. I'm going to break that down for you. I'll tell you what wheat means in Greek and what tares mean in Hebrew, and how that all shakes out. So stay with me. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Now, stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Jot down my numbers. You can call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office starting tomorrow morning. And I work every day, Monday through Friday, ain't to faint, half a day on Saturday. I do not take appointments on the Lord's Day. But you can call me this afternoon. If I'm not in church or doing something else, I'll answer the phone. If I am not available at that time, please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back. Here's my numbers. Write them down. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Let me help you with your retirement. Also, if you're interested, request the intake forms for the retirement analyzer. It'll tell you exactly, here's where you are, here's what you got to do to get to where you want to be. And so if you want that and you're willing to put that in information in, it's pretty extensive. Also included in that is a budget. And it doesn't cost you anything. So request that. I can email it to you in a fillable, or I can mail it to you and you fill it out, whatever. But if you give me the information, this thing is an eye-opener. And again, it doesn't cost you anything. Here's a song I recorded years ago. The title of the song is Love Him So. In fact, it's the title song on an album by that same name. And I still sing this in churches around the country. So hope it's a blessing to you. We'll come back. We'll start in Matthew 13:24-25. Here you go. Love him so.
Love him so. Christ who came so long, long ago, came to earth his love to show for me. He gave his life, gave his life. He's done so much. so high alone. He bled, he cried, and for me he died, and now he reigns in heaven.
There you go. Love him. So you know what would cure every problem on the planet today? If God's people were not asleep and at ease in Zion, and if God's people would just re-fall in love with Jesus Christ and what he did for us on Calvary, it'd solve all these problems. And so think about that. I hope that was a blessing to you. And so we're going to talk today about the separation of wheat and tares, and that's T-A-R-E-S. We're going to talk about what those are, and I've kind of entitled this lesson or message or whatever you want to call it, At Ease in Zion, Part 2. Remember I did Amos 6:1 and Isaiah and so on a couple of weeks ago. I preached that message also in Hearst, Texas on February the 8th. Well, this is part two to that, and it goes right along with it. And so you gotta understand, this is a warning that Jesus gave. Wake up. So the church today doesn't really have a gathering problem. We have a discernment problem. Buildings are full. Programs are everywhere, but spiritual discernment is at an all-time low. And Jesus warned us this would happen. It's not a maybe. It's not a someday. It's not if culture gets bad enough. He said it would happen. And I'm telling you, when Jesus said it'll happen, it's happening. And that's where we're at today. So let's look at the scripture foundation for this. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 and 25, another parable. Jesus spoke in parables. Parables were an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So here he is in Matthew. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So let me read that to you again. But while the men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And of course, be vigilant. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's the enemy, folks, and we must defeat the enemy. But the church is asleep. And so while men slept, not while they were persecuted, not while they were fighting battles, but while they were comfortable. And that's why I preached that message in Amos 6:1. The problem today is that people aren't saved. Big share of people going to church are saved, but they're comfortable. And while the world burns, the church sleeps. So here's what this story, this parable, actually teaches. It was the same field. Another parable put he forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. It's the same field. It's the same soil. It's the same rain. It's the same sunlight. It's the same church environment. But it's a different seed source. And so, Jesus explains later in verse 38 of Matthew 13, where he says, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. It's not hard to understand. People say, well, yeah, I can't understand the King James Version of the Bible. Well, right there it was. What part of that can't you understand? The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. It's not confused believers, folks. It's different ownership. So let's break that down. And so let's look first at the language insight. Wheat, that's sitos in the Greek, that's real grain, true nourishment, life-producing seed. The tares in the Greek, zizanion, likely is darnel, which is a poisonous plant. And so here's the sobering part of that little lesson in Greek. It looks identical to wheat until maturity. Jesus wasn't warning about obvious evil. It looked the same as the wheat. He was warning about counterfeit righteousness. And that's the enemy, folks. And this is why people are shocked when leaders fall. Aside from the Christian realm here, just let me sidetrack just a little bit. You've got Prince Andrew over in the UK. And I said to Janine the other day, I said, my, how the mighty are fallen. Same thing happens in churches. Pastors fall, Christians fall, and they fail because they allowed the enemy to come in. And it's why people are shocked when leaders fall, because the problem was never public performance. It was hidden nature. Beware. So here's how God has always separated. Separation didn't start in the New Testament. God has always separated what is his from what only looks like his. So let's go back to the Hebrew in the Old Testament. And by the way, I studied in seminary and university. I studied Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. Those are the original languages of the Scriptures. There was a time that I could read the entire New Testament. In fact, I carried it to church, into chapel at the university, and followed along in the Greek, the original Greek New Testament. It's so neat because the English language suffers when it comes. For instance, just simple example. The English language has one word for love. Greek has three. One means like, one means more like, and one means everlasting love, agapao se. And so that's why I refer back. So the Hebrew language and the foundation here, the concept of holiness is the Hebrew word is Q-A-D-O-H, D-O-S-H, kadosh, set apart, distinct, different in nature, belonging to God. That's the Hebrew word for holiness in the Old Testament. Holiness was never about appearance. It was always about ownership. And so let's look at the Old Testament examples of God's separation. Israel from Egypt, Elijah from the prophets of Baal, true priests from false priests, worship of Jehovah versus idol worship. Now, time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today. We're talking about the separation of the wheat and the tares. And we started there in Matthew. By the way, I said I was going to transition from miracles in the New Testament to a gold mine of miracles in the Old Testament. Well, turns out I decided to start with this message today, and then I'm going to do this the whole month of March. Next week, we're going to talk about discernment in the last days. On the 15th, we're going to talk about testing the spirits, proving what is true. The 22nd, false prophets versus true shepherds. That'll be an enlightening 1 hour. And then the 29th, here's 5 weeks. I'm going to end with standing firm when culture turns. So there's a March series that I'm going to do all March. And I, as I worked on these this past week, I just can't wait. I wish I could do that in five days instead of a month, but it is what it is. So in the meantime, give me a call, get on my calendar, let me help you with your retirement. You can call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Don't forget to consider filling out the intake forms for the Retirement Analyzer. It'll open your eyes, folks. It doesn't cost you anything, and there's no pressure to do anything. I'll show you what you can do and how I can help you, but you need to know for a fact, here's where we are, here's where we want to be, and here's what we got to do to get there. That software, Retirement Analyzer, will do it. And so give me a call. Call me today. I'll give you my numbers one more time at the end of the show today. I'm talking about holiness and the truth. And I brought up the Hebrew word for holiness, which means set apart, distinct, different in nature, belonging to God. Holiness was never about appearance. You know, there are people out there that the women can't cut their hair and they can't wear jewelry and they can't do this and can't do that. Holiness is not about what you do, what you wear and how you look and no makeup and blah, blah, blah. Holiness was never about appearance. It's always about ownership. And so now we've gone back to the Old Testament. Separation by God of Israel from Egypt, Elijah from the prophets of Baal, true priests from false priests, and the worship of Jehovah versus idol worship. God has always drawn lines because truth and imitation cannot occupy the same throne together. It's impossible. Can't do it. And so, here's what the tares, the poisonous darnel weed that until maturity looks exactly the same as wheat. That's why false prophets gain so much ground today, because they sound just enough right to sway so many people. And so you got to understand, tares don't mind church attendance. Tares don't mind so-called worship music. They don't mind conferences. They don't mind religious language. That's the compromised side of the table that tries to look, act, walk, and sound like the world. And so what they do hate is truth. Tares, the enemy, the false prophets. What they really hate is truth. They hate repentance. They hate the authority of Jesus Christ. They hate true holiness. Not hair put up, not cut, not what you wear, not makeup, not blah, blah, blah. No, the tares, the enemy, they don't mind any of that. What they really hate is true holiness. And they also hate death to self. The Bible plainly says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So let's take a look at Micah chapter 3 and verse 11. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests therefore teach for hire, and the prophets, therefore, divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. Sound familiar? Same problem, different century today. So, God's not impressed with your church activity. God's not impressed with the fact that you may or may not wear makeup, or may or may not cut your hair, may or may not wear jewelry, and on and on and on, all of the false similitudes that people put forth for holiness. It's none of that. And so God's not impressed with church activity if there is no spiritual reality. So, the separation, it's already happening today. Most people think separation is coming someday at the rapture when the saints are raptured and the lost are left behind to go through the tribulation, the great tribulation, and then the millennium and so on. But you gotta understand the separation needs to start today, not when all of that takes place. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 16 says, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No, by their fruits ye shall know them." The Bible says, Paul says over in Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old habits, old language, old dress, old places you frequent, old friends, old activities, all of those things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So, here's the fruit test. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Not gifting, not platform, not followers, not charisma, fruit. Bearing fruit to prove that you are a born-again Christian. So here's another Greek word for you, karpos, visible evidence of internal life. That's a good Greek word, which backs up what I'm talking about. It's not performance. It's not put on. It's not holy platitudes. It's evidence. And that evidence is bearing fruit. So here's what God's exposing today and in this wheat and tares example. He's exposing idols of platforms, idols of influence, idols of money, idols of personality, emotional manipulation, manufactured spirituality. Jeremiah 23 warns about prophets speaking visions from imaginations. And the Hebrew word there is shequer, S-H-E-Q-E-R in English. That means deception, manufactured truth, not mistaken, manufactured. I'm always appalled at these lying, hypocritical politicians. When they get caught in a lie, they say, "Oh, I misspoke." No, you're a liar by nature. Face up to it. But that's what they do. Jesus said, angels will do the final separation, not social media, not church politics, not public opinion. Jesus and the angels will do the final separation. But as long as we're on this earth today, we need to separate this wheat from the tares. Jesus is not coming back for a popular church. He's coming back for a pure bride. Now, this is important, folks. Listen up. Wheat does not need to attack the tares. Let me say that again. Wheat does not need to attack the tares. Wheat just needs to be wheat. Saints just need to be saints. Godly people, holy people, just need to bear fruit and be godly and be holy. Stay rooted. Stay real. Stay surrendered. Stay holy. Because the harvest is closer than most people think. So let's recap this. Let's go back to where we started. Matthew 13:24 and 25, where it says, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept. There's the pious Christians today. They're comfortable. They're asleep. They're at ease in Zion. And God said in Amos 6:1, woe to them who are at ease in Zion. Folks, I'll say this again. I was challenged on this a few weeks back by a so-called preacher when I said Christianity is not for sissies. It's not. It's not for wimps. It's for soldiers. It's for warriors. It's for people with a backbone put there by God Almighty who stand on their own hind 2 feet and stand up for what's right and bear fruit and bring other people into the kingdom. But I'll say it again where I started this kind of closing thing here, this exhortation, when I said wheat does not need to attack the tares. We live among them, and we just need to bear fruit. And so in verse 38, he tells us what that parable really means. And it's plain. You can understand it, read it, and apply it. Jesus said in Matthew 13:38, he said, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. That's us. That's the born-again Christians. That's the church living in the world. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. And throughout the Bible, he warns about false prophets in the last days. That's what we're seeing today. That's the smiling preachers that never talk about hell, Satan, or sin. That's the Christian so-called entertainers that stand up on Sunday and just tickle your ears. Those are false prophets, folks. And we need to stand up and be counted. And then, of course, Micah 3:11, the heads thereof judge for reward, the priests for hire, the prophets for divine for the money. And yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No one evil can come upon us. Don't say that. Be careful. So if you feel the shaking today, don't panic. God is not destroying his church. He's just trying to wake it up. Let me help you with your money. I can do that. If you're not saved, by all means, call me. We can take care of that. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.